So the Avudram. Avudram is one of the Gedolei Harishonim. So the Beis Yosef quotes an Avudram, and he says a very puzzling thing. He says, we know that if Tisha B'Av would ever land on Shabbos, as it sometimes does, as it did last year, we don't fast, it gets pushed off. If Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is Chal on Shabbos, then it gets pushed off. Same Gedalia is Chal on Shabbos, it gets pushed off. Asar B'Teves can actually never fall on Shabbos. It can fall on Friday, quite rare, but it can fall on Friday. However, it can't fall on Shabbos. Says the Avudram, if it would land on Shabbos, then you'd fast on Shabbos. It's totally hypothetical because it can't fall on Shabbos. But if it would ever fall out on Shabbos, says the Avudram, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, you'd actually fast on Shabbos. Beis Yosef, when he quotes this, he says, I don't know where this comes from. Now, the truth is that Avudram does explain a little bit, because there's a pasuk that says as follows. The Navi was told, Cheskel HaNavi was told, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, write down the Etzem HaYoim Hazeh. You should write down Asara B'Teves, which is the day that the siege by Nebuchadnezzar began around Yerushalayim. You should write down Etzem Hayim Hazeh, this actual day. So the Avudram says Etzem Hayim Hazeh means this very day, just like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it also says in the Torah, the Etzem Hayim Hazeh, and as we know, obviously, if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you do fast on Shabbos. So the Avudram says, so too Asara B'Teves, because it says there also the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, just like Yom Kippur. The Beis Yosef quotes this Avudram and he says, I don't really know where he's coming from. I mean, I understand he quotes the Pasuk, but where's the source? Why should that be? So there's many different approaches to try and explain this Avudram. At least three that I'm aware of, but I just want to share with you one of them. It's so mind-blowing. I've quoted this in the past, in previous years, but it's worth reviewing. We have one other precedent for fasting on Shabbos. As we mentioned, Shivos B'Tamos, Tisha B'Av, we don't fast on Shabbos, but a tainis chaloim. If somebody has a bad dream on Friday night, and the halacha is that very next day he'll fast. Why would he fast the next day? So the Gemara says it's a very, very healthy thing to fast after having had a bad dream. Why? Because if one has had a bad dream, that may mean it's like a bad omen, as it were, a siman, that there's a gzeira which is hanging over his head. And if he fasts, that might well be mevatel the gzeira. Nefer, it's a wonderful thing, and the Gemara adds, but it has to be boi boyim. It has to be that day, and then the Gemara adds, va'afilu b'Shabbos. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch passes. By the way, just as an aside, the general custom is not to fast, even during a weekday. If somebody has a bad dream, there are other eitzes as to exactly what he should do, but the minig is not to fast. I'll call upon him, but the Shulchan Aruch says quite clearly one does, even on Shabbos. So here we have another case that you can and must fast on Shabbos. So again, we need to ask the question, why a Tanis Chaloim lands on Shabbos? You're mind-blowing. When Nebuchadnezzar came to besiege Jerusalem, Chazal tell us that he actually laid siege to Jerusalem for 2.5 years, and only eventually then broke the walls. That was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. And the Chasam Sofer asks, well, why did it take 2.5 years? They laid siege to Jerusalem, why didn't they just proceed and pierce the walls and burn the Beis HaMikdash? Why did this take 2.5 years? So the Chasam Sofer says the following. You'll ask me how the Chassam Sofer knows this. I have no idea. He writes that when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim, upstairs in the Beis Din Shel Ma'alo, they underwent an enormous debate. An enormous debate between the various factions. What should happen? Should there be a churban? Should there not be a churban? And there was a whole decision that needed to be made by the Beis Din Shel Ma'alo. Yes, a churban. No, a churban. Yes, no, no, yes. And the Chassam Sofer says that this debate in the Beis Din Shel Ma'alo raged for 2.5 years. Until eventually, bang went the gavel, and the decision was made, the churban has to take place. And at that stage, indeed, they broke the walls and they pierced, and they entered the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chassam Sofer, every single year on Asara B'Teves, this Beis Din Shel Ma'alo reconvenes and decides what should be this year. Should the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt or should it not be rebuilt? And apparently, it's been decided every year on Asara B'Teves that the Beis HaMikdash should indeed not be rebuilt. Otherwise, we would have had the Beis HaMikdash by now. And he says that's what it means when Chazal say that any doir in which the Beis HaMikdash was not built or rebuilt, it is tantamount to having the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. What that means is, says the Chassam Sofer, because exactly the same process that was underway then on Asara B'Teves happens every year. So it's not just metaphoric that you haven't brought the Beis HaMikdash back, but rather it's the same Beis Din Shel Ma'alo reconvening and having the same debate, and apparently they're deciding every year exactly the same decision as what they passed under that original Asara B'Teves, that there should be a churban. Says the Chassam Sofer, why is it that a tainis chaloim you fast on Shabbos, as we mentioned before? So here comes the yisod of the Chassam Sofer. You don't fast on Shabbos when you're commemorating a tzora in the past. But if it's current events, and it's negeah to you right now, like in the event of Tanis Chaloim, where by fasting you'll be mevatel l'gzeira, then you do fast. You know why you fast? As the Chassam Sofer writes, because, do you know why you don't fast on Shabbos? Generally speaking, to fast is a very distressing thing. It's a very upsetting thing. We don't want you to be upset on Shabbos. But not if you're going to be mevatel the gzeira, which is hanging over your head, as predicted by the chaloyim. Then to the contrary, it's a tremendous oineg. You're more than happy to fast on Shabbos, because that'll be mevatel the gzeira. If it's merely commemorating that which was happened already, but as it were, has no practical ramification for now. So all the entire function of the Tanis is to commemorate that which happened and remember the terrible tzoras that befell Klal Yisrael. That is a tzora. We don't want to commemorate a tzora on Shabbos. That's why, by the way, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, again, it might not be the custom, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says that on the day that a person has a yotzeit for a parent, one should fast. Again, might not be the general custom. But on a yotzeit, me'ikra din one fasts. But not if it's chal on Shabbos. Why? For the same reason. Because the fast on the yotzeit is again, as it were, commemorating the patira of the father or the mother. That's happened already. Has no ramification, as it were, for the future. You're not being mevatel any gezeira. The person has already passed away. So all it is a tzara. We don't want to have a tzara on Shabbos. But a tainis chaloim is different. Why is a tainis chaloim different? Because there you're not commemorating any tzara. Nothing has happened yet. To the contrary, it's lurking in the future and the decision is about to be made. So if you fast on that Shabbos and you therefore alleviate the gezeira, that's not a tzara, that's an oineg. He's delighted to do so, and that's why he fasts on Shabbos.
He's a Yom Kippur then.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second.
We have Inui.
So we'll get to that in a second. Says the Chassam Sefer, that's why Asar B'Teve is the same halacha applies. According to this Chiddush, which is totally mind-blowing, there's no other words. Therefore, Asar B'Teve, as it were, is very similar to a Tainis Chaloim. That if it's Chalon Shabbos, and for that effect, for that reason, if it's Chalon any day for that matter, today, Tuesday, today, according to the Chassam Sefer, the Beis Din Shel Maala are reconvening, and they are deciding whether in Tovshin Pei there will be a Beis HaMikdash. Which means the reason why we're fasting today was not commemorating what once happened, but rather we're trying to alleviate a gezeira which is hanging over our heads right now. Therefore, to fast, even on Shabbos, is like a Tainis Chaloim, it will be an Oineg, and that's why you would fast. That is the pshat of the Chassam Sefer that he writes in a number of places. It's quite mind-blowing. It's quite incredible. Which means that Asar B'Teves, as the Chassam Sefer explains, is a totally different type of fast. According to the Chassam Sefer is telling us, it's Choluk B'Yesod, it's different in nature to all other fasts. We would traditionally think that Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, obviously are more severe. In fact, the Chassam Sefer writes, he says, that's what seems so strange on the outset. Tisha B'Av is when the Beis HaMikdash actually got destroyed, and that you don't fast on Shabbos. Asar B'Teve is nothing happened to the Beis HaMikdash. It's just that what? That they laid siege to Yerushalayim. What? That's more chamor. That's more of a strict fast. You fast on Shabbos. And the answer, to an extent, is that yes, it is. Or to put it more accurately, it's not an Indian of whether it's more chomor or not, but rather Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tammuz are commemorating something which has happened already, and therefore it's a tzara. Therefore it's on Shabbos, we don't have a tzara on Shabbos. But Asar B'Teves is not just a commemoration of what happened, but rather an attempt to alleviate the gzeira which is hanging over our heads right now. Therefore you fast, even on Shabbos, just like a Tanis Chaloim. Which, by the way, therefore, adds extra meaning now, l'chayra, to this Avudram. What did the Avudram say? That if Asar B'Teves would be Chal B'Shabbos, you would fast, even though it's Shabbos, you would fast. Why? Because it says, V'etzem Hayem Hazeh, just like Yom Kippur. According to the Chassam Sefer, the Avudram doesn't merely mean to say that there's a play on words. It says, Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh here. It says, Be'etzem Hayem Hazeh there. So it's some sort of a gzeira shava. No! Asar B'Teves is a certain type of Yom Kippur. That's what it is. Asar B'Teves is a Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a Yom Din. This is where everything is decided, once and for all. So all the Inuyim, it's not because it's a sad day, Chas V'Shalom. To the contrary, the Mishnah says it's the happiest day of the year. Lo yhoyu yomim tovim b'Yisrael ki yom HaKippurim, it says in the Mishnah. It's the happiest day in the calendar. The fact that we have Inuyim, that's just in order to be ma'oiras, to do tshuva, etc. Therefore it's mamash hafla v'fela. It's phenomenal. In the same way as Yom Kippur is Chal B'Shabbos, you obviously fast, it's the Yom HaDin, it's not a tzara. Yom Kippur is not a tzara. To the contrary, it's Yom Simcha, Yibayin Shechiyanu, say a brach of Shechiyanu. How do we begin our whole Yom Kippur experience? Oy zaru al atzadik ul yishrei leiv simcha. That's the announcement that heralds the whole onset of Yom Kippur. It's not a sad day, to the contrary, it's the happiest day in the calendar. So you fast on Shabbos. That will be mevatel all gzeiras. That will give us a ksiva v'chasima teiva. So therefore, that's what the Avudram is saying. So to Asar B'Teves, where it also says, Be'etzem hayem hazeh, as explained by the Chassam Sefer, that too is a yom hadin, such as a Tanis Chaloim is as well. What is a Tanis Chaloim? As we just said, a Tanis Chaloim is a type of yom hadin. There's a din which is dangling over his head and he wants to suspend it. He wants to be mevatel it. That's not a tzara, that's an oinig. For even if it lands out on Shabbos, you would still fast. It turns out, therefore, that there are three fasts that you would fast on Shabbos. Yom Kippur, Atanis Chaloim, and Asara Batevis. And the way the Chassam Sefer is explaining, turns out, yes, there is a phenomenal commonality between all three, and that is they are not commemorating Atzara. Rather, it is trying to mevatel a gezeira for the future. As opposed to Tisha B'Av, as opposed to Shavuos B'Tammuz, as opposed to a Yahrzeit, Tzom Gedalia, those are just commemorating Atzara. So even though it's true that the purpose of the Tanis is V'chayz B'Tshuva and all the inyonim of the Tanis, but ultimately you're commemorating Atzara, that cannot be done on Shabbos. Tanis Esther can be a different Tanis. Tanis Esther is B'chlal, not a, it's not an inyon of Atzara B'chlal. Okay, that's different inyon. It's not written in the Novi B'chlal. Okay. You want to put that as a separate recording?
That'd be good.